I think, Trent, we're ready to have you take over and go through your business tools.
Thank you all very much. I want to give an introduction to Trent. Some of you may not be familiar with him. He's the Associate Specialist and Director of the Arizona FERTEP Program at the University of Arizona. He's worked with a variety of agricultural enterprises, including dry land farming, irrigated agriculture, and livestock production. He's also worked with the green industry in the West and with the fruit, nut, and vegetable producers in the Northeast and Southwest. He joined University of Arizona's Department of Agricultural Resource Economics in 1997. After spending the previous 2 years as a farm business management specialist with Cornell Cooperative Extension, working in farm finance and risk management areas. So, Trent, I will let you carry on here with your excellent presentation, a lot of valuable information here. And, again, these will be available at the end on a file share opportunity.
All right. Thanks, HL. What I'm going to talk about today is just some tools and some other things that you might be able to integrate into some of these workshops that are going to be occurring. It's important to note that not all people coming to these workshops are going to be KeepSeagle claimants, but we still, I think it's real important to have the ability to provide them additional information about record keeping and other financial and risk management issues, why we have the group there. And even whether they're a recipient of the settlement or not, we just want to further their skills in their farm and ranch management and make sure that they have the skills to stay in it in the future. So, and with that, it's just kind of the basics talking about why keep records. Whether it's, personal and operation management planning, records that help you to define the information management decision that you need, helps you plan for the future and make the right decisions. If you don't know about it, if you can't see it there, you don't know what the main issues are, the decision is less likely to come to a positive solution. Other things that might come up is government programs. A lot of them now require some sort of record to either be enrolled in the program or to participate and get the receipts from the program. Also, loans and credits, financial records are all required for there. Some lenders are also requiring like business planning, which includes some of the records keeping that you need on your operation as well. Leasing agreements, understanding what your financial records are, what they're required to come up with the equitable lease is really critical when you're doing these lease agreements, and both sides, so on either side, is getting lopsided on there and everybody understands what's going on. And you can make sure that these leases work correctly. And as we've been talking about throughout this webinar, and the last one is taxes. Is records provide documentation needed to deduct production costs? So it's not just a one-sided income coming in. You have deductions to go against it, and you need to have those records in order to back that up. And then, of course, the KeepSeagle. The difference between the Track A and the Track B and the amount of records available for the verification of these two tracks. And the ability to, if those that had more records and had a record system in there were able to verify this, they were able to get the higher settlement in the Track B. So to help out with some of these, there's a bunch of different websites I'm going to talk about. So there's some different tool levels I'm going to talk about. But our first point of reference I want to go to is just the tax information. And this was mentioned several times. It's the ruraltax.org site. And this is what it looks like. And you see the URL up there, the ruraltax.org. It comes here, you see some hot topics, and you go down on the side, and you see that home, and there's the KeepSeagle settlement and other tax topics. And we can go through some of those just real quick. You look at some of the tax topics that are covered, and you see some of these farm losses versus hobby loss. Here's the Form 1099 included in there. There's other stuff on involuntary conversion and a like-kind exchange and sell a business property. There's a bunch of information out here. This is also one place that you can actually get a completed example Schedule F. The IRS quit publishing that a while ago. They do publish the Pub 225, but in that they used to have an example of a completed farm return. And we have actually on this site have a completed farm return that you can look over with explanations of every entry. We also have, as the other ones, as documentation, is the tax fact sheet for the Keep Siegel settlement. As you can see right here, we clicked on it, and it will pop up there, and you can download it. And it kind of goes over some of the examples that we've seen today and that we'll be dealing with in these workshops out there. So the other part we're going to talk about is because we want to extend the skills out there and try to bolster the ability to these our constituents that we're working with to increase their ability to stay in farming and ranching or maybe even expand, we need to get into the record systems. And there's multiple levels of it. The more of the basic one, the first point of what we're getting into is just the basic handwritten records. And I've been doing a lot of these with some of you folks that I see out there. I've been doing a lot with just the livestock records. This is just a workbook where you actually go in there and you write down your inventories, you write down your cash expenses, and just some hands-on for those. If you're not comfortable with computers, this works really well in that sense. And these aren't the only ones out there. I'm only going to be hitting on a few. I know there's a lot of other programs out there. I know there's a lot of other record systems. I'm just hitting on a few that I know about, and we can potentially go into and look at some more later on, or as you can call upon your own resources. We also have one of these record books for crops as well. So there's different kind of inventories, different types of information you'd be collecting on a crop versus a livestock operation. So we wanted to have both made available to anybody that wanted it. And that's just a hand record. There's a lot of people that are uncomfortable with computers. This is a good alternative, or if you're just getting started. The next thing we'd want to do is just go into like a few spreadsheets out there and some other decision analysis programs. Because some programs are designed to make decisions and help you think through things. Spreadsheets can do a little bit of everything, and it's nice to have a kind of a mix on that. Some of the farm and ranch analysis worksheets, what they do is ranch planning and decision analysis, doing some evaluations, say, of like supplementation and early weaning versus dry lots. It has a diagnostic tree, so you can look at total ranch per exposed cow and do some of these metrics and get some of these benchmarks kind of calculated out to see where you're at relative to some of the other ones. Break out your herd productivity by age cohorts, categories available in lump sum. It would look something like this. We're doing a detailed breakout of the cost. This would allow you to work backwards and figure out where you're at. Now, this would be a lot more difficult to do in a handwritten system. So this allows you to come in, do some analysis, and try to find those areas that you might be able to improve your operation. Here's another decision analysis that's really relevant right now. This is at Colorado State University. It's should I buy hay or sell cows? This is analyzing something. We're looking at severe drought that's been going on, and are you able to continue with cows? What might be a better decision? Should you buy more hay or should you sell cows? Where you're at? But it's good to make some decisions based on your information and records, again, would come into play to feed these kind of things in through so you can talk about them and make an informed decision. Now, what some of those programs didn't is the spreadsheets don't do is they don't track the day-to-day, individual transactions that may occur in the operation and divvy them up and everything. And that's where something like Quicken would come in, and Damona Doy at Oklahoma State University has a really, really excellent program looking at Quicken for farm financial records. The nice thing about Quicken is fairly inexpensive. It's very flexible. You can adapt it to farming and ranching, and she's got a lot of information her and her colleagues have put together on how to convert Quicken into an agricultural-based records program. This allows you to develop a cash flow, actually do some taxes based on individual transactions and categories, break those out, look at account balances, do some comparisons, filter and memorize transactions, and even create a balance sheet on this. Okay, and here's a place you can go to look for some printed materials. They also have some videos describing this online, and there's also a notebook and CD with example files and all this. Now, this is really good to take it beyond there, but some things that the spreadsheet do that Quicken won't is do some of those more in-depth analysis That's why it's kind of good to look at the different tools that we'd be able to pull in to these workshops we're going to be doing beyond just doing the Keep Seagull tax. Okay, so we're going to some other websites for that contain fact sheets, other tools, other PowerPoints, and other information that you could use for farm and ranch management decision-making processes across the West. The Intertribal Ag Council, this is at IndianAgLink.com. If you look at the Intertribal Council here, they have some tools. Our partners there with the IAC Training Group that are helping put on a lot of these programs that you guys are a member of as well. You reference some tools, and you have some links that go to this, and you see on the bottom, right under the picture there, there's the Keith Siegel form, 1099, this kind of stuff. That's a good location to go and look up some of this information. We've also been talking a lot about estates and this kind of stuff, and looking at inheriting Indian land fact sheets. Dr. Marcia Gedding at Montana State University and her colleagues have put together, I think, a really great resource to look at some of these issues about fractionization of land out here, and looking at how the reservation land's owned, and looking at trust issues, and a lot of some of these estate issues that were talked about, and just to get a better feel for what the issues are and going over some fact sheets that you might want to bring to the bear on some of these resources. It's something to look into if you're going to be getting into some of these questions about estates, at least on the structure and how they're set up. So you need to be aware of them. Another one that I'm familiar with and done quite a bit of work with, and actually is the Ag in Uncertain Times website. We've done a lot of, since 2009, we've been doing these, and there's been just a plethora of presentations and webinars have gone over a multitude of topics on, you look at drought outlooks, which is a more recent one. There's talked about ag leasing, talked about land prices, talked about risk and volatility in operations and in the markets and the cattle and the livestock and the hay markets and a bunch of different information out there, as well as a lot of tools. A lot of people forget that there's in some of these, you look at some of the over here in the content, there are past recordings and presentation and PowerPoints that you can pull down and you can refer to, just like we did with Wayne's program, pulling it in there and deciding on and looking at that. So there's a lot of resources available on that one. Another program that I'm familiar with that I've worked with a little bit more in depth agricultural operation here is just this Ag Tools. And on this site, it's a whole farm analysis. It does budgets. It does looks at the entire operation, so you can do multiple crops and you can put together. And there's a lot of training videos and materials. You can kind of look over that and see how this stuff operates. It's a little more sophisticated than some of the other things, but it also has ag lease and a few other items in there that might be of interest to people out there. Another one that's, I think, an outstanding tool for this is the RD Financial. Again, it's at Montana State University, and this is developed by Dwayne. And Dwayne put this together quite a while ago, but he really refined it, and he put it out on the information there. And it's just to go through the tool to help understand financial statements and why the financial analysis is important to long-run survival of the operation. So it helps you get a better understanding of how these forms kind of integrate when you're looking at income statement, cash flows, and balance sheets. What's really impacting them when you change these and what you look at? So it's a really intuitive, really nice tool to use and maybe integrate in there. Another group that has a lot of useful tools and resources, that is the Right Risk. Go to rightrisk.org, and all my links will be on one slide at the end of the presentation here. But under products here, you look at a list of these products that are available. And I'm going to talk about three of them, these Getting on Track series, because I think those are really relevant to what we're going to be talking about. The first one is just Getting on Track to Ag Records. And that's just getting started on it. You know, if nobody's done records before, this walks through a lot of cases on how to get started and what to do with it. And the nice part about this is it does have teaching modules. It also has PowerPoint presentations, and it has an online course. And it, so you can get the PowerPoints with it. You can get everything you need for all these courses on this. And this one is just getting started with Ag Records. The The other one that they have is getting on track is, this one is getting on track better management through basic financial statements. The topic there is wrong. But this is looking at financial statements in a little more detail, just a basic understanding, again, of what's behind each one of these financial statements and what's going on with them. And that's another good tool. Again, it has all the PowerPoint presentations as well as references and other resources you can use. And the other one of this is financial performance. And this is looking at the ratios and figuring out other things. At a basic level, it gets you a better understanding. Again, it has all the frequent asked questions, it has same resources, PowerPoint presentation, teaching modules on it. It's another good resource to have in your toolbox for that. And then what we have is the Risk and Farm Management Library. Don't worry about not seeing the URL on there. It will be on the back side of this. But underneath this, you can find budgets, agricultural budgets, if you might be looking for one of those. It has a lot of other resources and tools. You can hit on this find documents area. And the other one we have is ag leasing. So if you have some leasing questions coming up, you can look at this one. And it has a lot of fact sheets and examples of ag leases that are out there. A really good resource looking, talking about ag leases and information. Then you go to FarmDoc, is another one that's really good. You look at some of the tools here that they call them fast tools. And you can see where they have ag financial analysis, investment analysis, loan. You can look at a lot of tools they have down here, farm machinery economics, enterprise allocation and analysis. Just a whole bunch of tools that you can tap into that are already out there. May not have to reinvent them. May have to adjust them a little bit for what's going on. Okay? And this really got cluttered on there. And the resource that I have and the PowerPoint I have, this will come out on there, but this is a list of all the links that I have in there. The AgRisk Farm Management Library, you see that AgRisk, Farm Docs, the Quicken one, Intertribal Ag Council, and the PowerPoint you'll be receiving, they'll all be lined out so you'll be able to easily read and check to see where they're from and go through all that. So they'll all be on there, and you'll have links to them all. Again, I'm just going to reemphasize the fact that we are talking about these tax clinics and workshops, organizations involved with these, Intertribal Ag Council, Rural Tax, education, Extension Risk Management Education Centers, which also have a great variety of tools and links to draw on, University of Arkansas, and also the FERTEP agents out there will also be available, and they have tools as well. You can also go to the Keep Siegel claim site to get some of those other information that we talked about. And I believe that is it. I know I was kind of running through those pretty quick, but we've been on here for quite a while, and I wanted to get through as many as I could. And I wanted to just show you these other tools, because I think it's real important that we kind of take this time that we have to try to, again, expand the tools and re-emphasize some of these critical record-keeping and financial management tools we have available. And all these people that are coming into the workshops will be able to work with, you'll be able to work with, and hand some of these tools to them and get them to that next level of management that they have.
Thank you, Trent, so much. That's some excellent material. There are all sorts of resources that we have out there to assist in the record keeping and in the decision making. I want to emphasize two or three things. As we're waiting for some technical transition here with our download opportunity. First of all, I want everyone to know that's going to be involved in the training exercises that we are your resources. Please contact this team, Janie, Joanne, Trent, myself. If you have questions or need information, please get those questions and the need for information to us so that we can be of assistance. Second thing I want to emphasize is we are not tax advisors. And I say we because I'll be out there doing five of these sessions myself, and I know there will be several of us involved at all levels. We're not tax advisors, and this is not meant to fill out people's tax returns. There may be, you may feel a need to do that, but I'm going to resist that with all my might in my sessions. And, you know, it's just, it's not, it extends liability to us, and it also is likely to give poor information. So please refer people to their individual tax advisors. Third thing is, you know, we didn't cover all the questions here. You may get questions that we haven't even thought of. And it's okay to say, I don't know how to answer that. And then please communicate those questions back to us. Remember that there will be someone from realtax.org or a tax advisor on all of these phone calls. And so they're going to be either in person or by phone to answer very specific tax questions that may come up. I would also mention that we're in contact in reaching out to the tribal colleges with this same information, and depending upon your location, there may be 1994 colleges that will be intimately involved in assisting the claimants. Or there may not be, but at any rate, that is a contact point for several people, so we're going to be reaching out to them as well. I think we can move to the file share pod, and while that's happening, let me just give you sort of, you see it there on the screen with the directions there, so you can you can participate in that while I'm sort of giving you an outline of what we envision the facilitated trainings to be like. There will be the webinar replay. There will be the Q&A slides, and there will be the tools slides that Trent has gone through. And then there will be an open mic session in which we will facilitate, we being who's ever at that particular site, will facilitate questions for the tax advisor, which will either be present or by phone, or will be recording questions that can't be addressed. You can see on here a tax education clinic schedule. It's the third file that you can share, 173K, and that can be downloaded. It gives specific dates, times, and addresses for each location. And I would urge you to get a hold of that and download all six of these or seven of them for resource purposes. Excuse me. I think at this time, are there any questions that we still have to field? If any of you are having any difficulties with the file share window, you can just click on the name there to begin the download or the upload, as it says here. So click on the name and then click upload file, and you can go through that process. Again, these will be posted on several of the websites, the IAC, IndianAgLink.org website, and also on the Western, Southern, and North Central Risk Management Education, as well as my mind just went blank, realtax.org. So there are several places there that can occur. If there are no more questions that anyone has, I think we can conclude this session. Please remember, I know several of you start tomorrow or the next day. I think there are two meetings. The rest of them are predominantly in March. The schedule is going to get heavy. We'll be in communication with one another. And as we get information, we will make that available on these websites. If you have specific questions, please get those to us. And we look forward to a very helpful and good set of these tax clinics. Thank you very much for your time, and we'll be in touch. Have a great day. Bye-bye.